I mention all this to explain why, on a grey day in February, I went to the Natural History Museum in London to meet a cheerful, vaguely rumpled, very likeable paleontologist named Richard Forte. Forte knows an awful lot about an awful lot. He is the author of a wry, splendid book called Life, an Unauthorized Biography, which covers the whole pageant of animate creation. But his first love is a type of marine creature called trilobites, that once teemed in Ordovician seas, but haven't existed for a long time except in fossilized form. All shared a basic body plan of three parts, or lobes, head, tail, thorax, from which comes the name. Forte found his first when he was a boy clambering over rocks at St. David's Bay in Wales. He was hooked for life. He took me to a gallery of tall metal cupboards. Each cupboard was filled with shallow drawers, and each drawer was filled with stony trilobites, 20,000 specimens in all. "It seems like a big number," he agreed, "but you have to remember that millions upon millions of trilobites lived for millions upon millions of years in ancient seas, so 20,000 isn't a huge number, and most of these are only partial specimens. Finding a complete trilobite fossil is still a big moment for a paleontologist." Trilobites first appeared, fully formed, seemingly from nowhere, about 540 million years ago, near the start of the great outburst of complex life, popularly known as the Cambrian Explosion, and then vanished, along with a great deal else, in the great and still mysterious Permian extinction, 300,000 or so centuries later.